Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, November 30th, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? You hear me every week. Don't get tired of it, because it is just the best show. And why is it the best show? Because it's God-driven, and it's fueled by the passion of Christian independent artists, where they have a place to share their music, to share their testimony. And then we get to open up the Word of God and talk a little scripture. I am once again blown away, highly honored, and highly blessed to have Hazley on the show with us this week.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, Miss Hazley, you are in California, correct?
Yes, I'm in San Diego.
San Diego, all right. That's south, right? Yes, it is.
Yes, sunny San Diego.
Sunny San Diego. Well, I tell you what, when we come back, we're going to find out who Miss Hazley is, all right? And see what God's been doing in your life.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it.
We'll be right back with Hazley right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining us this week from San Diego, California, Miss Hazley. Hazley, I just have to do you like I do everybody. You are standing at the door of the Rock the Flock house. They're artists. I mean, they're in the kitchen, they're in the living room, some are on the back deck, but you've knocked and they're all looking at the front door. They want to know who this new artist is that's not only joining the show, but joining the family. So who is Hazley?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I feel very blessed and honored. Hazley is a Christian Americana, a singer and songwriter. My music, I would say, is based on faith and resilience, honesty, hope, really blending roots, rock, country, but mainly leading with authenticity and words of encouragement, and to hopefully inspire people to hear the Word of God and be able to share some of my struggles and some of the ways that He's helped me in my life.
Well, I love that word you used to describe. You said authenticity, because that's what, I mean, we are what we are. I mean, we can change some things. We can change who we live for and whose we are. But to be authentic and live our lives according to what God has laid out in Scripture, I mean, you can't present yourself any better than that.
Yeah, well, I feel really blessed. You know, a little background. I spent 25 years in the fitness and wellness space, and I had the opportunity to uplift and inspire women and men through fitness and encourage and be a really kind of a coach in their life. And then about 6 years ago, when I turned 40, I had this vision from God, I believe, of reminding me about my love for singing and music as a little girl. And I made a decision at that moment that I would really regret not stepping back into my passion, that one of the gifts that God had given me. And so it started off as a hobby. And because I'm in San Diego, I was able to go up to LA and work with some amazing people in the industry. But as I started to get more involved, the hobby became something that I fell in love with in the writing process. And really where I had the moment of clarity from God of the path that He had set forward for me was when I wrote and produced a song called Heaven Take Me Home. Mm-hmm. And I saw the impact from people that I knew in the industry that really kind of pushed me forward to say, Lauren, instead of just writing and you know, making this music, like, what if you actually share this music? So that was what I really knew from God. This is my time to put my music out, and that I have a opportunity to share my story. And instead of inspiring people through fitness and wellness, I get to do it through melody. And it's been a really fun process, so.
Well, I've enjoyed watching your videos. I guess when you go to record, passion. I mean, I can tell that the Lord has it upon you to do this because you're very passionate about it, and I love that.
Thank you. You know, it's. I think when we get clear and have intention and. Most importantly, know that God's calling you forward. It makes everything not only just enjoyable, but the weight is off your back. It's no longer about succeeding or making it or whatever terms people can use in the music industry. And then the fear doesn't have to be there, right? As far as failure or what other people think. Because if I always go back to the why behind I'm doing this and that this is what God's asked me to do and has brought so many blessings along the way, then they're really, you know, my faith will carry me through this no matter what. And hopefully I'll be impacting others in a positive way.
So. Well, I like to keep it really simple on the show because the Bible says if just one, what the angels do. And when we go out, and I have to sit back all the time and take my bite of humble pie that the Lord likes to put on my plate. And, you know, because I want to do this all the time. I want this to be a not just a show, but a mega show, and not for me, but for the Lord. You know, I don't want to have to work a full-time job and do this and all the other things I do. I love this, but I also know I have to be humble about it and know that God will work. He can work through me at work. Mm. And he can also, you know, he's not too small. He can work through me through this show too. So I have to really take that upon myself.
Absolutely.
Because if, like, I share with you what happened with a podcast on another show, if just one person, you know, if we can just impact a life through what we say, and Hazley, I know a little bit later in the show, we're going to play a song, and I know when they hear that song, that will impact them. But we got a little more to talk about before we get to the music side. Now, and I see your post again. I can see the joy on your face. You're a mom.
Yeah, I'm a mom.
And I can see when the pictures with your kids, they're blessed to have you.
Thank you.
Because you can see, like I said, you can see that joy on your face.
Yeah, my kids, they're everything. They bring so much joy to me. And I'm so grateful to be a mother and to just be able to experience life and all the different phases of life with them. My son playing baseball, or I think you maybe saw the picture of us playing pickleball.
Yes.
Right? Or, you know, it's just the joys of just getting to see your children grow up and be a part of their life is awesome.
Well, I tell you what, when we come back, I think you may have a Bible verse ready to share. And usually I love that part of the show because the verse is either a life verse or it's a verse of the season, which is really cool because they're both very important. The life verses are and the season verses, because if you have a life verse, God is really stamped it on your heart. If you have a season verse, it means that God is speaking to you through His Word today. So we'll be right back with Miss Hazley right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're tuning in on the airwaves of WJHO 89.7, if you're streaming online at 897WJHO.org, or you've gone through all those podcasts and you found this podcast called Rock the Flock, and you can't get away from it. I cannot apologize for that. I'm sorry. I'll quit having amazing guests on the show, because making this show better and making the podcast even better, Miss Hazley.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, this is the good part of the show. I get really excited about the music. I get excited to finding out a little bit about you, you know, the first part, and then about the music. But if we don't take care of business, as I call it, you know, we got to get back into the Word before we can do anything else. So what verse have you brought to the show?
I brought Matthew 11:28. Mm-hmm. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And I chose that because I think so much in my story, and I think so much in what my hope is in sharing music and being able to be vulnerable and you know, share the good and the bad, but most importantly, to remind people they're not alone. And when we ask God into our hearts and we walk with Him through life, that He provides rest. And similar to what you had shared with me earlier, I think we're all human, right? The only one who will never fail us is Jesus. But I think all humans go through struggles and hard times, and I think I think it's really important to always remember that it's never too late. Mm-hmm. And you can, regardless if you did a moment ago or yesterday, you can ask God into your heart at this moment and surrender, and He will be there with you to provide you peace and rest. So,
even how many people wait till their dying breaths and do it? And thank the Lord for that. But what a shame, because, you know, I feel like I'm responsible to lead my family. And, you know, and they have to understand that I do fail and I do get weary and I have to lean on the Lord. He is my strength. You know, when I have to burn 25 out of 24 hours and keep going and keep doing, and He is my strength. And I don't care who's listening that says, well, everything's fine. No, everybody, you said it, everybody struggles with something. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm very close to a person. I work with them that on the outside, a perfectly painted picture. On the inside, in the life, is about as upside down as you could go. And we just have to get real with the Lord. We don't have to get real with each other. I mean, you know, the Bible says for us to love each other. The greatest commandment is to love. But we got to make sure we take care of ourselves. And we got to take care. We're responsible for the people that what I call rub off on, the people we come in contact with. And to know and to hold on. What a powerful verse that, because some people, and I've been there. I didn't know when that struggle would ever end. I didn't know when the problem would quit. And it's the Lord that gives us that rest and that peace.
Absolutely. I think as we get older in life, we have more experiences, right? More mm-hmm. life experiences. And I know for a fact, I can go back in my memories, and every time I was in struggle and surrendered to God, that He always picked me up and made me feel safe and loved and gave me the faith to believe that things could be better, right? And with Him by my side, I truly believe it's the best thing, just to always be reminded that He's always here, mm-hmm. and we just have to be willing to ask and reach out. So,
and I like to use this analogy. I like to say, He's behind us because He's cleaning up the mess. He's on each side, keeping us on path, and He's in front of us, and He's taking care of things that we will never know because He's already taken care of them.
Correct.
So, thank you, Ms. Hazenlee, for bringing a verse that we could probably talk all day on. But just if the listeners would just find that peace in it, to find peace in the Lord. Mm-hmm. No matter how tired you are, no matter how bad you hurt, no matter how bad financially off you are, or all the different addictions, and they're not chemical. They're not all chemical. There are all kinds of addictions out there right now. Come to Jesus and find your rest.
And I think worship is a great way. If someone connects with music and singing to the Lord, I think I find peace in worship. I find peace open of the Bible and reading scripture. I think it's just being present with God, right? Mm-hmm. And when we make the space for that time and we praise Him, we are rewarded. And rewarded through, as I was sharing, just rewarded through peace. And that's, I think, something I think we all long for at hard times in our life, right? To know we're going to be okay.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I tell you what. Are you ready to talk about music?
Yes.
All right. When we come back, we'll have Miss Hazenlee live, well, semi-live, because this is pre-recorded from San Diego, California. There are a lot of artists in California.
Yes.
I love it. I mean, Rock the Flock has kind of expanded westward. And I was actually listening to one, Mountains in the Sea. I don't know if you know. They are amazing. And their music just is, this is a bonus to the show right here. They record their music in 444 hertz. So wow. I encourage you, Ms. Hazenlee, to look into that. Because I have a lot of Rock the Flock artists who are starting to do that now. And it's really interesting in the health and fitness field that you are in. What that 444 hertz music will do for the body. Mm. And then you can get in. It's not a rabbit hole. I'm not calling it going down because I go down rabbit holes because I want to find the truth. I want to find the truth, and I know we're being lied to, and I could do a whole show on that, but I'm not, because the more time I spend on that, I'm spending away from the Lord, because He's the answer to all this nonsense. Mm-hmm. But just check into that 444 hertz, okay?
Awesome.
Just a tidbit on the show. Yeah. All right, we'll be right back to do a little music with Hazenlee right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week, Hazenlee. Hazenlee, we are to the fun part of the show. It's the music part. I see a guitar over your shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What instruments do you play?
I grew up really just singing. And so it's not until more recently that I have progressed on the guitar and playing chords. I've been very fortunate to be able to work with producers and people to help me with the music side, instrumental side. But it's also important to me because I think, especially as often as I'm in Nashville and being able to, when I sing at writer's rounds and to demo my songs, I really wanted to stretch myself and be like, Lauren, you can do this. You can play these chords. Mm-hmm. So I've been practicing and I'm finally getting to a place where I'm getting more comfortable. But I also hold a little bit of space in the sense that I don't have to be perfect at it, you know, but I do enjoy playing the guitar.
At least you didn't say you play the air guitar, because I have a guest. I had a guest in Los Angeles, California, who's one of the biggest artists. His song right now is going absolutely crazy, but he plays the air guitar. And it came out on the show and it was so funny. So now he's learning with all the talk about it now. He's learning to play the guitar.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's fun. You know, it's just like stepping into writing music and the artist side of this business at my age, at this point of life. It's fun to, you know, stretch yourself and to, you know, it's never too late. So, so I'm enjoying the process for sure.
How many total songs do you think you've written?
Oh, goodness. I've written quite a bit, but I think the songs I've actually, you know, taken to studio and recorded, I probably have close to 15 right now. And I've been releasing singles. But I primarily started up in Los Angeles and worked with two incredible producers up there. But then more recently, in the last 3 months, I have been spending a lot of time in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And I've found with my type of music, as far as where I come from, more the Americana roots, country, folk space, and the community I have, you know, met in Nashville, I feel really resonates with my sound and stuff. So,
and you better add some soul in that music, because I listened to the song before we came on. Yeah, there's a little soul in that song too.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, where do you, when you get an idea about a song, or maybe the Lord puts on your heart a chorus and you work around it, do you go old school and write it down in a notebook? Do you jot it down? Because, you know, all the young artists, they put it in their phones. You know, they voice record everything in their phones. So how do you, when you get a little jingle going, where do you remember it? Where do you put it down?
That's a great question. And it probably depends on where I'm at in the moment. So if I was, you know, here in my home studio, it most likely would be on paper. Mm-hmm. However, I can relate to
what you were just sharing,
because if you're in the car, or if you're, you know, on the road or whatever, and you don't have pen and paper, you have your notes in your phone, you have your voice, you know, recording you can do, mm-hmm. Just so you don't lose the idea. So I think that's actually a very common way industry, you know, in writing and singing, people will, you know, use their phone because they're always with us.
Yes, they are. Now, do you play in any like coffee shops, or do you get the opportunity to play out in public?
Well, that's a great question. That's my stepping into, as we come into this new year, about doing more live.
Okay.
Because really for a good 5 years, I was kind of enjoying writing, and I could be in my room or wherever and recording, and it was wasn't putting myself out there, but just loving the process. And now and now releasing music and, you know, doing podcasts or interviews, I'm realizing, you know, part of how God's calling me forward is also to go out and share live. So I do have some things lined up in Nashville coming up, and I've done a woman's retreat, and you know, I'll be on the local news station singing three songs this Sunday. But that's part of the reason why I'm pushing myself with the guitar so I can actually demo
my superstar. That's what you are.
Thank you.
You're getting very, very popular. I mean, you're moving around, you're getting a lot of visibility. The Lord's really, really blessing your life.
I feel very blessed. And going back to your question in writing, I'm really excited about a few songs that recently co-wrote with a gentleman named Danny Wells. He's a Christian, and I met him through the producers I'm working with in Nashville, who also are believers in Christ. So I see how God's moving me, right, in mm-hmm. this, in the process. But in this co-writing opportunity, I had the chance to pitch what I wanted to write about. And I'm super excited. The song that I'm going to record in about a week, it's called Born Again. Mm. And then the second song is called Lord, I'm Yours. And it's just, when Born Again, I pitched the idea and he started on the song, and then we got together about a month later in Nashville. And to see tears, like, you know, like we're like in the eyes. And when he shared about when he heard what my idea was and he started writing the music, and it was fun because he was like, thousands and thousands of songs that he's written. He's like, I don't think I've ever had a song just drop into my head, the melody, and not pick up my guitar, and how it came so effortlessly, right? Mm-hmm. But in a way, he was saying, which was exactly what my intention was with these songs that we were writing together, is the, like you said, if it could just change one person's lives. Mm-hmm. But imagine if, you know, a Christian artist, and maybe someone that has a large audience or opportunity to get in front of a large audience, was singing one of these songs, right? And I think a lot of people think about, oh, how, you know, how great it would be to have people singing your words, right? How you would feel like, you know, but we were like, but what if they're singing the words and they're asking God into their heart, or people's lives are being saved, mm-hmm. right? Like, to me, it's, I don't know. That's, you know, I think it's just a beautiful thing. And it's a way that I really feel that's how God is using me, is, you know, to put great music out there, whether it's just through writing or whatnot, in hopes to help other people come closer to God. So,
well, speaking of great music, see, you're a pro at this. You knew the question before it was even coming. Heaven, Take Me Home. You sent the single to me, and we're going to play it here in just a minute. What inspired you to write the song?
Oh, that's a great question. When I wrote it, it really came from a place of prayer and surrender and looking for guidance, much like I shared earlier in Matthew 11:28. But it's about the tug of war of life, right? And then also by surrendering to Him, how you can find peace. And so that's where I think the inspiration came from. And I was very excited that that was a song I led with in releasing music, because I think it really set the foundation in my belief that this is why I have this opportunity, and this is why God's called me forward to write music of faith and give hope. So
now, how long between the birth of the song and production? How long of a period was that? How long did it take to write that song, to get it to the point to where, I can go ahead and track vocals?
I think it happens. I mean, honestly, when I think when you pray about it and you ask God, you know, when you're writing, you know, to help, I think it comes quite easily, you know, because, and then, you know, I worked with amazing producer, Michael Herring, up in LA, who's just incredible and the instrument, you know, helped me with putting the song together. So I was able to come in and demo, you know, both the lyrics and the melody, and he really helped me bring it to life. And my friend Ginny Luke, who is an amazing artist and violinist, played violin on it. And yeah, I just, I think it's a pretty short turnaround. I think when it comes from your heart and when the song is something that you wrote, I think it comes very naturally.
Kind of a word from the very beginning of the interview, authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, would you do the honor? Have you ever introed one of your songs on radio?
I have not.
Look at there. See, I knew there'd be a first on the show. I mean, when you're interviewing a superstar that's been there, done all of it, TV, radio, podcast, I knew we'd have a first on this show.
Fantastic.
So however you would like to do it, whether you just want to say this is Hazley and this is my song, or if you want to say I'm Hazley and this is my do-do-do-do-do-do-do song. So it is up to you, all right? This is your show.
Okay.
All right. You can go ahead and intro your song on radio.
Okay. This is Hazley, and this is a song that came from a time of struggle and asking God for help. It's called Heaven Take Me Home.
Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. I really appreciate you tuning in, listening to the show. I appreciate your comments. You know, that means a lot to me. And if I try to get those out back to the artist. So thank you for that. And I really wish on this show that you could listen to all of the conversation between what we record. But it's probably best to keep what we record on the show. Miss Hazley from San Diego, California. Hazley, thank you for opening up and sharing a little bit about your life, for opening the Word of God and sharing it with us. And then just awesomely sending me a song that we got to play, Heaven Take Me Home. You're a gift. You know, God is with you. You can see His Spirit all around you. He's placed you in some pretty good places with some good people. So before we go any further, can we go to the Lord in prayer?
Yes.
Heavenly Father, thank you for today, Lord. Thank you for the opportunities you give all of us. Thank you for all the artists. God, I ask you to bless them, bless their music, and Heavenly Father, allow their music to bless others. God, I thank you for who you brought to the show this week. Thank you for Hazley. God, first and foremost, protect her children. Lord, protect all of them with angels, with a hedge of protection. Be with Hazley. Continue to open doors for her, Lord. Continue to be the fuel to the fire, to the songs, and walk with her each and every step of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Well, it's been an absolute joy to have you as a guest.
I really appreciate it.
How can the listeners connect with you?
Well, my three singles that have been released to date, they can find on all streaming platforms. And my website is haisleymusic.com. So just Haisley music.com. So
say, look, not only do you check the box, okay, usually Instagram, everybody's on Instagram, okay, and then everybody's learned how to put their music on all streaming platforms, and I love hearing that. But then, Miss Haisley, you have gone further than that, and you have a website.
I'm old school, and I feel like, yes, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that stuff, but I always feel like a website is a good home base where they can get all the information in one spot. Well, and also they can join my mailing list or reach out if they feel inspired to.
Right, a mailing list. Well, let me ask, here's a fun question I found out recently. It is fun to ask. Do you ever go live on TikTok or Instagram?
I have not yet, but I have people in my circle that have encouraged me that might be something to be doing in the near future. So
that is the same answer I got last week. That's cool.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, like, people, if they listen, they say, well, Greg, you said that last week, but it is true. There's an artist in Nashville, Miss Kelly Elena. Okay, Kelly can go on Instagram and she can go on TikTok. Well, she may have 8 to 12 people that are on Instagram, and there will be thousands of people watching on TikTok. And you talked about getting out in front of an audience or having your music. Man, social media is a powerful platform to do that now.
Absolutely.
So we'll see if we can, if Miss Haisley will be on singing on TikTok here soon.
I bet I will be. So thanks for the reminder and encouragement.
You're welcome, ma'am. Well, you just have a blessed evening. Next time you come to Nashville, you'll have to let me know, because we'll have to go to Just Love and Cafe and get some coffee and meet the wonderful people there. And then maybe we can get a lot of the Rock the Flock artists to come and sit down and get to meet your new family members.
I would love that. I love that. Thank you.
Well, thank you for blessing the show. And you are always, you'll always be welcome back.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Well, that's Haisley right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.